sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy.
The Vatican is going green. More than 2,400 solar panels are being installed on the roof of the Paul VI Audience Hall, and another solar project is being installed above the Vatican employees' canteen. The solar panels on the auditorium will produce around 300,000 kilowatt hours of power each year, which is equivalent to the annual energy needs of about 100 families. However, given the huge size of the auditorium, the solar panels will only cover about 20% of the building's annual energy consumption. But the project above the canteen will provide nearly 70% of the power there needed to heat and cool the building. And there are other green projects being studied for the Vatican City State and its properties outside Rome, including the Pope's summer residence at Castel Gandolfo. These studies include not just other solar energy projects, but the possibility of small windmills, as well as treatment plants that would break down biodegradable material to produce methane and biogas. The European Union has set a target of meeting 20% of its energy needs with renewable resources by the year 2020. Vatican officials say their challenge is to try to ensure the tiny city-state is the first to meet those EU targets. Mauro Villarini is the engineer in charge of renewable energy projects within the Vatican City State, and he told me more about these two pioneering projects.
Why the choice of solar energy?
Well, because of course solar energy is a free kind of energy from the sky, and is a clean energy that match with the request of the Holy Father about the sustainable development. Many times in these last years, the Holy Father Benedict, but also the previous Pope John Paul, often talked about the importance of the respect of the environment.
So before the end of the year, both of these projects are going to be up and running?
Yes, of course, the first, the photovoltaic one. The second one, the solar cooling, solar thermal plant, should finish by the end of the year.
And how much will these solar panels, installing these solar panels on the audience hall, cost?
More or less, the cost of this project is about 1 million.
1 million euros.
More than 1 million, yes.
And what other green projects are Vatican experts studying that could be adopted in the Vatican City State and its properties outside Rome, like, for instance, Castel Gandolfo?
Well, we have all this land available outside of Vatican City State near Rome in Santa Maria di Galeria. And of course, all this area could be used for the installation of both solar for the direct production of electric energy and also parabolic collectors for high temperature of solar thermal plants. And of course, we have, for example, in Castel Gandolfo, the idea to carry out a biomass plant and wind installations.
So some small windmills then?
Of course.
Now, the European Union has set a target for its member states of meeting 20% of their energy needs with renewable resources by the year 2020. Do you believe that the Vatican City State could be the first state in Europe to meet those targets?
I don't know if Vatican City State will be the first one, but I can say that we are hard working to reach this target, and maybe we could reach it before.
So you're fairly confident that you can reach it before?
Yes, okay. I hope so. I personally hope so, and I believe it. But I can't
say for sure.
Yes. Sunshine
on the water. Monsignor James Reinhardt is an official at the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace, and he spoke to me about the moral and ethical significance of these solar energy projects.
Well, as far as the science of solar energy and the whole question of renewables, it is an important project. It will lessen the Vatican's carbon footprint, but also it will, as an example for others, to look at this project and say, if the Vatican can do this, then we might, maybe should move toward finding renewable energy sources ourselves.
From a theological point of view, how important do you consider the need for us to safeguard the environment and preserve the planet's resources?
Well, it's very important. The Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace has been saying, along with other offices within the Curia, how important this is to protect the environment, to cooperate with creation, to be stewards of the world that the Lord has given to us. He has given humanity dominion over the earth, and He has told us to work in the vineyard, to work in the world. And so we see all of these things, the gifts that the Lord has given us, as part of the common heritage, this great gift that He's given to all people down through the ages. It's also important for us to realize that our own lives, we look forward to future generations, and so what we can do now to protect the earth will have benefits for future generations to be able to share in the same gifts that we have now.
That was Monsignor James Reinhardt from the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace. And earlier you heard the voice of Mauro Villarini, the engineer in charge of renewable energy projects within the Vatican City State.